Samanakitam Scott Nawal, welcome back, greeting you all. Relic Nitsigasun, with my special guest today, Aaron Fay, joining us from Rocky Mountain House. He's in town to teach us a little bit of grammar structure, which is pretty vital for anybody that's just getting past that beginner stage, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I feel like that's where I've been at for a little bit, and it can be a little discouraging. So we're going to talk a little bit about and go into maybe some of the inflections, I guess, on a VAI. We'll start with the VAI, the simple, what Wayne Jackson actually refers to them as simple verbs.
Simple verbs.
Because they're basically me or you. Yep. You know, there's no transfer of action in these verbs, right? So we talked about nihiawiu or nihiawi for someone who speaks the Cree language.
Yeah,
and that's the example that we're going to run with. So now, how would I say I speak Cree?
I speak Cree, nihiawan. So this is the thing is, this can feel a little bit overwhelming at first. And the best way to tackle this, I always tell people, you don't have to learn the grammar. You don't have to tie into like sort of academic stuff or whatever. But if you do run into the books, you're going to run into this, right? The different whatever. So I just kind of wanted to get it out of the way. So the way I would recommend is just pick two or three, right? So this is a perfect one. I speak Cree, Ninihiwan, and just kind of get that down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you say, then the second one, I might say, okay, then you speak Cree, Ginnehiwan. Because they have so much in common. The difference is just like ni
and ke.
Ke, right? Yeah. And then the third one is the one that we see in the dictionary, Nihiwil.
It's always the third person that's in the dictionary, and I think that's important for the early learners to understand.
Well,
that.
If you have the paper copy, right, that's the one. If you have like Eric Wollengray's dictionary or something, you can find all of these in the, if you're using it online from the U of A, then you can find all of those, but it'll be always under that, like the heading will always be like Nihiwil. That's the one that they use.
Is in the third person.
Yeah.
So you're not having a kit or a ni, it's just Nihiwil. That is assuming the third person, that person speaks Cree.
Yeah.
Now, I know in Nihiwiwin, in the language itself, you have all these other areas of it. So now all of us speak Cree, but there's two separate versions of this all of us. So maybe we'll explain that.
That's right. So this is a concept that we don't really have in English, right? Like it's this concept of like, there's a way to say us, but not you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just come up with you in English and I say, hey, we like is in us, we're going to the store. Then it's ambiguous. It's like, oh, if I say we're going to the store, are you including me? Or are you saying we're going, but not you? But in Nihiwiwin, we have a way to distinguish that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say we speak Cree, but not you, okay, we would say Ninihioanan.
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 So that's we, but not you.
But not you.
Okay. But now if I'm including that person,
if it's all of us, so then there's another way. And actually, let me just back up because that Nihioanan, that's Nianan. That's us,
that's,
but not you.
Yeah,
right?
That's the stem of that is the Nianan.
It has a similarity with that particular pronoun, Nianan. That's us, but not you. But if I say all of us, that's going to be Kiano. Kiano, then we say Kinihiuano. Kinihiuano.
Yeah, Kinihiuano.
Kinihiuano. All of us speak Cree. And I think there's two. I think you can also say Kinihiuanano. There's two ways to say that. So, but then if it's Kiowal, that's all of you, but not me. That's another one. Kiowal, that's all of you. That would be Kinihiwanawal. Kinihiwanawal, that's all of you.
And you're just changing that little bit of that inflection on the end of it, right?
Well, that's another area where I think if you're like a learner and you're just starting out, Cree, because your Nihi words can get, they can get pretty, if you ever sat down and sit and listen to a fluent speaker, like sometimes the biggest words come out, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you always hear people talk about the flow of the language or like the sort of, not, I guess the, like the rhythm of how Nihiwiwin flows.
Mm.
And so one of the tricks can be figuring out how to put that stress in the right spot.
Right.
And it might be a little bit different depending on what community you're in, but the way we'll hear it around here, right, it's usually like, usually the third last syllable of the word. And so a good example of that, if I say, we know that word, Nihiwi.
Let's start with first one syllable and two syllable words, because we're obviously jumping into more than three. So if we were just going to say, I'm just trying to think of a one syllable word.
Well, I always use the one we know, like Nihio. That's a word people know. I mean, it starts with three.
Yeah.
But like if you just said like two syllables, there are some like ma, na, like a stum. So your stress on that one is on the second one. A stum. It's kind of on the end, right?
Yeah.
A was, right?
It's on the second one.
It's on that second one. But if you have three, again, back to the word like nehio, it's sort of on the first one, right? Like nehio. you put the stress on the first. But when people get struggle with, I think, is when as words get longer in Nihiyawin, that stress moves. So if all of a sudden we say that, instead of just saying Nihio, which is a Cree person, we say that person speaks Cree, that's Nihioweo. So the stress is kind of on the second one now.
Yeah.
Right? It moved from Nihio to Nihioweo. And then if we say, add one more, we want to say the Cree language. Okay, then it changes again. Nihioweewin.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's moved again.
Yeah.
Right? And then if we want to say, we'll take this one more step further, to say in the Cree language, Nihioweewini.
Right.
Nihioweewini. So we started with Nihio, Nihioweo, Nihioweewin, Nihioweewini. Did you hear how that moved?
Yeah, the stresses is moving in different places, right? Okay, so let's bring a different word, bring a different verb into it, because we've been using nihiyo. So let's just use mitso, something easy that to eat.
Yeah, so if I just want to say, like, I eat nimitsun. Now, and if you, in some areas you will hear, like, that's the way I hear it, nimitsun. But you might hear nimitsun, mitsisun, because there is another syllable.
There's a little I in there that's getting shortened,
nimitsun,
right?
Nimitsun, but the way I hear that, nimitsun. And so, you know, you eat gimitsun, okay? We eat, but not you. All of us eat, but not you.
Nimitsunan.
Nimitsunan. Yeah, that's the way I'd hear that. All of us eat would be gimitsuno. Gimitsuno, or gimitsunano. You might hear it that way.
Two different ways, yeah.
Yeah. And then all of y'all eat, that'd be gimitsunawao, right? And there's actually one more we didn't, well, there's a couple more, but there's one we didn't talk about. It's like all of them eat.
So all of them, but not any of us included.
Just them, yeah. And the weowao, that'd be mitsuwak.
Mitsuwak.
Yeah, and you hear that a lot too in the language when you have more than one person. You get up with that
walk on the end. At the end of it, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Once again, chatting with Aaron Fay. He has joined us from Rocky Mountain House, visiting Amiskwetsiwaskaigan. And we'll be back after the break with more Pigatewa Poe Ekwa.
Nihiyawin.